Sometimes the most obvious things are overlooked. And Jesus often used stories, parables to teach us. And I would like to begin with a simple story of a grandmother, a saintly woman, a woman who was kind to strangers and family alike, and on Christmas Day was invited to her family for dinner, and the youngest grandchild was asked by the parent, in order to teach them the gospel imperatives, says, "What is so similar between our loving grandmother, who is so charitable to everyone and to God? What makes them alike?" And the child thought and said, "They are both old." The most obvious things are very easily overlooked. In our litany, the third antiphon right before the epistle and gospel, we have a beautiful little verse. "You are wonderful in your saints, O Lord. Save us who sing to you, Alleluia." The saints on this icon screen are glorifying God by their life. In the Ukrainian sermon, I said, one of the subtle temptations of life is to be so busy that you forget about God. And even more importantly, we forget about ourselves. They say that sometimes men hide in their work and women hide in their hearts. But wherever we hide and run away, today's gospel tells us the story that it is a very dangerous thing to run away from the invitation of God, who calls us to witness and to perform in our life good deeds. "Let your deeds so shine before men that people seeing your good works might give glory to your Father in heaven." Or as the Lord and in scriptures in Isaiah and Ezekiel was often said, "These people worship me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me." It is very tempting to be so busy that you will forget about yourself. I'm so busy and I tend to run away from who I am. The saints were those brave people who are on this icon screen, which is called the Vineyard of the Lord. Not my vineyard, not yours, but the Vineyard of the Lord, that the church puts them up as an example. These were people who were brave enough not to run away from who they were. To look at themselves, as the old saying goes, warts and all, and say, "Lord, give me the wisdom to see who I am and the courage with your amazing grace to become a better person." Because the temptation is, "I just have a new car, I'm too busy. I just bought a new house, I'm too busy. I just have a new job, I'm too busy. I have to do this work, that work." That is why the saints said, the Lord gave us these parables, these stories, to say, stop, think. You have been called to a banquet of the Lord. Prepare yourself. Stop and think who you are. Be courageous enough never to run away from yourself, but to look at yourself as you are and to even pray for divine wisdom and insight, spiritual vision, as the saints would say, to see yourself apart from all the clutter and say, "Lord, you have invited me to a banquet. I have to prepare and be ready, because someday the angelic servant may say and come, no more busyness for you now. It is time for the banquet, and there is no excuse. Be ready. Celebrate your life every day. At the end of your life, I'm sure none of us will say, boy, I wish I could have worked a few more hours. Slava Isusu Christu. Slava Isusu Christu.